The Upper Peninsula is covered with expansive roads, free of dangerous traffic, and littered with sparkling waterfalls, unique landmarks, and awe-inspiring lake views. Many in the cycling world say they are the finest. Enter the Tour d'Aup, A organization. Tour d'Aup, A is more than a 1,200-mile circuit through some of the most beautiful terrain in the United States. Tour d'Aup, A offers some of the finest road biking in the world, all while raising money for UP families battling childhood cancer with its Bike for Kids mission. The Bike for Kids mission is to help children and families from the Upper Peninsula that are battling childhood cancer with funds for travel, medical, and household bills. Families from the UP are challenged with multiple costs since kids need to travel downstate or to Wisconsin for treatments. Medical treatment can go on for many years, sometimes leaving kids with physical, emotional, and sensory deficits. A few weeks ago, the 2023 Tour d'Aup, A event wrapped up after traveling 1,200 miles in 12 days. The cyclists started in Manistique on July 26 and ended there on August 6 after traveling all across the UP. There were many stops along the way manned by volunteers to provide a rest area with water, snacks, and conversation. One stop was at the Bay Mills Township Hall in Chippewa County on Friday, August 4. It was hosted by the Lions Club. The group has partnered with the Lions Club to promote their ride for 3 years now. Bill Munsell, president of Brimley Lions Club, says it's important to get involved in such a project. There were about a dozen volunteers in Bay Mills helping out. It's great for us to get our people together to help with this great cause and to help with raising money to battle childhood cancer, Munsell said. John Larson, a cyclist from California who was participating for the first time in the event, had nothing but praise. It's hard to put words into the generosity and the helpfulness of everybody and how kind and nice. Yeah, it's really a special trip having people support us like this along the way. These people here setting up these food stops and just appreciating all the generosity of all the people involved. Not only the riders, but the Lions people and the local townspeople in the towns we are going through, it's something special, Larson said. Larson then focused on the why of the event. We wonder why we do this. Why do we do this and suffer by riding so much? But you dig deep and realize why you are doing it, and it's for the children and what they are going through. What we suffer through on this ride, there is no comparison, Larson added. There were times along the ride that actual families that are going through the extreme hardships of battling childhood cancer cheered them on. We stopped and got to talk to them about what this event means to them and the money that gets raised to help them. They were just so appreciative, Larson continued. This event was also special to Larson on a very personal level. I proposed to my girlfriend last fall and thought that we would do the Tour d'Aup, ride for our honeymoon. And here we are, Larson chuckled. James Studinger, an Ironman triathlete from Manistique, started the Tour d'Aup, A 6 years ago to raise awareness of cycling and safety in the Upper Peninsula. 3 years later, he started the Bike for Kids Childhood Cancer Ride. We have been able to connect with more and more families that have kids with cancer throughout because of the awareness through the media and the Lions Club. We could not do this without them. They are a great help, Studinger said. In the first year, a few thousand dollars were raised. Last year, around $55,000 was raised. And as of August 22, 2023, $113,000 has been raised. If you would like more information on Tour d'Aup, please click here.